Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 754 and a half down 2. March 753 down 3. Soft December wheat 691 down 3 and 3 quarters. March $7 and 3 quarters down 3 and 3 quarters. December corn 440 and 3 quarters down 8 and a half. July 469 down 8. November soybeans 1292 down 4 and a half. July 1251 and a half down 9 and a half. October soybean meal 430.80 down 290. October soybean oil 39.97 up 32. October live cattle 128.17 and a half up 30. October feeders 164.80 up 80. October lean hogs 91.45 down 15.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Welcome to week two of No Information from NASS.
Well, you know, at least there's no misinformation.
Well, seriously, Wayne, what have we learned in the last week about the lack of information as it impacts the markets?
Well, again, we would love to have the more accurate numbers from the government coming out at the end of the week to give us a little better idea what's going on. But I think that we do know and have a great information system out there telling us what the harvest is looking like and what's going on. We saw a little bit of a pop-up Friday and on Monday because of the delays. There was a lot of people still wanting to buy some corn and beans out there in the commercial area of things. The bean meal seems to be very tight, and that was holding the beans together. And as the weather changes to a clear-off week here, we're seeing the market sell off today because we think there's going to be some harvesting done today and starting in real strong tomorrow again.
Let me ask you this. The direction of the market when the shutdown happened was down, sideways to lower. And for the bull to begin to turn the marketplace, you need information. And you need probably a couple of key strong pieces of bullish type information to turn a marketplace. But in the vacuum of NASS being closed, I mean, we're not going to see a crop production report, which had harvested acres this time around. I mean, that could have been a key surprise number. So with the lack of information, isn't the least resistance going to be to the downside?
Well, you would think that would be. But we were pulled higher by the wheat. A lot of short covering, a lot of massive shorts in the wheat, and we saw that pull the corn on up. We saw that the harvest has been a little bit delayed as far as getting a lot of beans in. We saw South America somewhat tighten their basis on the bean meal. And the bean meal is what helped us raise the price on the beans back up for close to $13, Dave. That, along with the wheat pulling the corn higher because of the great spread between the corn and wheat price because of the Brazil and the Chinese demand for wheat. So, the fundamentals are still at work here, and that's what's going on. I know, like I say, we are looking at this. We are looking at a good, clear week of harvest coming in here now. And we are continuing to hear above expectations on the yields.
Yeah, better than normal, pleasantly surprised, even in Iowa, where this was going to be the state that was going to be the bullish salvation argument, that it would be Iowa, maybe northern Minnesota, that will be the turner. And it's just not so, right?
Well, so far. We have to remember that basically where we think the crop is going to be bad was planted basically 2 to 3 weeks later. It is probably not an active harvest in some of those areas right now. And in some of the areas that we know were really bad, was that our prevented plant or crop failure that we did pick up in the last report in some of those areas? So, you know, what was left is maybe not as bad or disastrous as we would, you know, thought it might be. The key question, I think that you alluded to it earlier here, was, you know, what is really the harvested acreage going to be?
Right.
And that's the number that probably has more to do with anything that this report could have told us. And I think that is the big question mark out there, because what we're seeing of acres that are getting harvested are a little bit above expectations.
Can the market wait until the November report to have that data released?
You might have to, Dave. I don't think it's up to us or what we want to say. I think that we've got, you know, some very Michael Cordonaires out there. Mm-hmm. Been a very good things. Landsworth's numbers, Darrell Good's numbers have been extremely valuable and good along the way. So we've got some private numbers out there to go by and to see what's going on. So, I mean, it's not if we can wait that long. It's when they come back and when they want to get serious and how good of numbers will they be? And will they take the time to compile them correctly, or will they rush through and tell you, but there could be some errors? We hope that it comes later rather than sooner if it's a scruffy job doing it.
Has the speculator pretty much put his hand in his pockets at this point?
We've seen that the phones haven't been near as busy over the last 10 days, but a lot of that has to do with the market wasn't moving. The farmer was a very stubborn seller below $13 in beans and just planned on storing his corn. So there has not been a lot of activity, but we have seen a lot of covering as far as the wheat market's concerned. We've seen some speculative buying in the beans, especially the meal, coming along. You know, and China being on basically some sort of vacation basically last week slowed the market down immensely also.
So what are you telling marketers to do with their crops off the combine?
Well, we've been fairly aggressive sellers of beans at these price levels, not seeing any carry in the market. We're saying when you get done, if we want to replace them somehow with a call or something that way, would be our thoughts there. The corn, if they are wanting to sell it, we stuck orders in this morning trying to sell July corn rather than the nearby corn because there is carry there, and most of these farmers have an empty bin sitting on their farm. We might as well let them make them some revenue.
So you think the carry will pay for the storage?
It is right now, yes.
What else?
You know, I think that along with the good weather, and we're going to continue to watch what the weather in South America is. I think CONAB's supposed to come with some of their numbers tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
What they're estimating. Everybody is pretty much along the lines that they will probably be replacing or switching back to a few more bean acres, not quite as many corn acres for next year. You know, the hope for the rally seems to be more so in the beans because that's what we're short of this year, and more bean acres don't help raise that bar either.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.58, up 1.5. March, 7.56 and a quarter, up a quarter. Soft December wheat is 6.93 and a half, down 1 and a quarter, now down 1 and a half. March, 7.03 and a half, down 1. December corn, 4.41, down 8 and a quarter. July, 4.68 and three quarters, down 8 and a quarter. November soybeans, 12.88 and three quarters, down 7 and three quarters. July, 12.49 and a half, down 11 and a quarter. October soybean meals, 429.80, down 390. October soybean oil is 39.92, and it is up 27 cents. October live cattle, 128.17 and a half. They are up 30. October feeder cattle is 164.77 and a half, up 77 and a half. October lean hogs are 91.50. They are down 10. December lean hogs are 87.80, and they are down 7 and 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.